Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The beautiful thing about being a Sarkic is that you have so many tongues with which to lick your wounds, right?
It's one tongue licking another tongue.
Yuck, it's the Lore Boys, and I'm James Miller, here with...
Oh, it's me, Ethan Palmer, oh!
I can't do Daffy.
I did? Okay, I had the conscious thought. I was like, I'm painting him into a corner here by taking Mickey.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think, Oh, hey, it's me, the Pauly Shore character from a Goofy movie.
Okay, sure.
Spray cheese.
Oh yeah, the Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Cheese. Pete, you can even spell Magellan. Oh, sure I can. M A J J.
So, if anyone didn't read the title and is just listening and hoping it's Kingdom Hearts lore, gotcha. I see you again.
Oh, God,
dude.
No. Maybe one day.
Today we're talking about SCP and the Church of the Broken God and the Sarkics, and I did the thing where I didn't write down who requested it again, but someone definitely requested it. If you guys want to talk for a sec, I can go.
I will, Jamie, pull up the clip. You just carry on there, buddy.
Yeah. Cool. So we have a few different things we're going to talk about today. This is like a really broad subject, because I could talk a lot about the Church of the Broken God. I could talk a lot about the Sarkics. But what we're going to set up first is the mythos of the two gods on the Broken God side and the Sarkic side. Then the followers of both of those gods and what their values are. And then we'll hop into the War of the Flesh. Very cheery time stuff.
Does anybody want to tell me how to spell Sarkic?
S-A-R-K-I-C-S.
Thank you.
Church of the Broken God should get you there.
It's Dr. Man over on the Lore Boys Discord, and you can join the distinguished Dr. Man by going to loreboys.com/about and joining the Discord.
Yeah, that's the scumbag from Interstellar who tries to get back to Earth and leave behind the other folks, isn't it?
Dr. Sarkic?
Dr. Man.
Dr. Broken God?
Dr.
Matt Damon, you mean?
Matt Damon, yeah.
From the
Matt Damon's in that movie?
Such a timely reference to Team America World Police, James.
Someone was playing it the other day.
What? A 17-year-old reference, I think?
I still mutter, "Oh no, Hans Bricks," to myself around the house all the time. Like, it's just stuck with me.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's a great movie. Just, we have listeners under 17 for sure, even though... We clearly have the explicit tag. Do your parents know you come here?
Yeah. Anybody using fake IDs on iTunes?
Yeah. Birth date, January 1st, 1900.
Yeah.
So this episode, we're going to be talking about both the Sarkics and Church of the Broken God, but it's going to be more centered around Church of the Broken God. And then probably the next episode, I'll pick up with the Sarkics and then lead into the grand finale of these two factions. But
we're getting a two-parter SCP episode. Damn,
I think so,
dude.
Man,
that is so
if people
exciting.
Want it.
Ethan, this people wants it.
Good. If people tell me to stop, I'll have to.
Yeah, Peter... there's the lore request channel, and then there's the please stop channel on Discord, and we basically just like weigh the see which one's more active at any given moment.
The oh god no, please stop.
Yeah, it's like in the movie Seven, that guy shackled to his like spaghetti dinner chair. It's just like, if you're at that point, you don't want any more SCP. Let us know.
Right. Yep. So this, from one glutton to another, we're going to get started here. And we're going to start with the mythos. So there's a little quote here that I will read to you guys. Once... Sorry, I messed up already.
Uh-oh. Was it twice? Did you fuck up there?
Sorry, you guys make me nervous.
Yeah.
One was there to enlighten the Eden, it said. The other, a reckless god. One taught us to think and feel, it said. The other bred us from soil. The dragons once rest in the abyss, it said. Then came their sons and daughters. One had made a cage of his bronze skeleton. The other trapped and suffered. So this is an excerpt from Dragons and Serpents, and it's the story of the two gods that started the Church of the Broken God and the Cult of the Sarkics.
Oh, so the Church of the Broken God is the church of two different gods.
The Church of the Broken God likes the god that taught us to think and feel, and the Sarkics like the god that bred us from soil.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to be honest. Kind of like both of them. They both did things which are beneficial to me, you know?
Yep. A lot of people reading through the SCP canon will take one side over the other. I definitely am on the side of the Church of the Broken God after reading to the end of the story. But maybe you guys... There's good points for both sides, so you guys can pick your horse.
Yeah, you got the bookworm and the dirtmonger, so...
Yeah.
So, since the beginning, there's two gods. One I posted in the chat. I wasn't sure how to pronounce it. I think Yaldabaoth.
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 Yaldabaoth, yeah, is what, yeah.
Yaldabaoth to put this dick in your mouth. Am I right?
Oh! It's the god of flesh and basic animal instinct. So very good.
Oh, yeah.
Just like they drew it up, baby.
Whoa!
Very good. And then there's Mekane, M-E-K-H-A-N-E, Mekane?
Mekane. Mekane.
The god of machine and intellect.
Yeah. Sorry, I saw that magazine cover you posted in chat for the first time. That's wild.
Yeah, yeah, that's
I was
related.
Like, what is he reacting to right now?
It's crazy.
He's reacting to a 15-minute-old post in a chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Gods. Sorry.
Yeah, so together these people, or these gods rather, they're friends, Yaldabaoth and Mekane, and together they work together and they make a little project. They, instead of putting baking soda and vinegar into a volcano, they put intellect and animal instinct together and make man.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's pretty close.
You know, Mekane is a real problem with robotic cows. They just emit so much of it that it's creating carbon capture issues.
Is that why you're vegan?
Yeah.
Boston Dynamics robot cows emit too much. They're exhausted.
Yeah. I put a little bag on my computer exhaust to catch all its farts, and then I dispose it in a proper way.
safely disposing of bags of air.
Yeah. I mean, it's a throwback or callback to another episode to say that it's a gas-powered laptop, right?
So.
Yeah. Right.
For Killzone, yeah.
Right. Together they make mankind. Yaldabaoth made their shape, their bodies, and Mekane gave them their intellect.
Gave them their boners.
That would probably be a Yaldabaoth thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, because... Okay, Yaldabaoth gave them the flesh and blood, but Mekane gave them the intelligence to me likey, huh?
Right?
So...
As we get to know them more, Yaldabaoth's definitely the human instinct and, like, guttural animal instinct god, and Mekane's a lot more of, like, all right, maybe I shouldn't have sex with that hole in the cushion.
Oh, he's the guy that put the articles in Playboy.
Right. So, we got this cool thing called humanity now, and it grew powerful. It expanded, it creates vast civilizations, wondrous machines, and Yaldabaoth was pretty upset about that, actually, and grew wrathful that humanity was leaving its instincts that she gave them and moving towards, like, society. So Yaldabaoth tried to destroy mankind's creations so they would be animals once more.
This is one thing that I want to ask. Is the formation of society not also, like, an instinct that humans have as, like, social creatures? This is one of those things that I've always kind of been curious about. It's just like tribes and families and towns are not artificial. Like,
no, I mean, you're completely right, but I think like the whole premise of the story is built on the assumption that there is this kind of line between instinct and like conscious thought probably isn't. Every conscious thought you've ever had has been based on instinct at a very low level, and it just forms from there, right? So
yeah.
Yelled about this cool with you having friends and family and being in a tribe of 100 people or whatever, but don't you dare start going on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, I said it during a soundcheck, but the internet was a mistake, okay?
Yeah. especially Twitter. That was like the crown jewel of the mistake.
Yeah. Well, I give Facebook one up on Twitter, but I just I just know too many old people's whose entire psyche is just shattered by top 10 reasons why these immigrants are going to ruin your country, you know? Like, it's just
okay. Yeah,
Facebook's the bad one to me. Twitter's not good, don't get me wrong. I think all of the internet, including this podcast, might be a mistake, but Facebook's the shit crown, I think.
Okay, so Mekane, he's kind of into Twitter and stuff, for better or for worse. He wants to save technology and the way he likes the way the world's going. So in order to stop Yaldabaoth, who's pretty much equally powerful, but just differently powerful, I would say, Mekane shattered himself and used his broken body to craft a cage to hold Yaldabaoth. So okay. It would take everything in him, but it would break him, but he could contain this other god.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Some of Mekane's fragments fell to Earth in many forms of technology, so that he one day may be repaired. There are some known artifacts that have fallen to Earth and have been found that we'll talk about through the scope of the SCP Foundation.
A VCR player comes
later.
Yeah, yep. A VCR just comes crashing into your backyard. Like, oh, that's what? Interesting. It's good for old home movies, I guess, which I can't watch anymore, but.
Well, that's how you establish trade with those civilizations, right? It's like you've got like one person gets the VCR meteor, and then another tribe gets the storm of VHSs that they can't use. Yeah. And then that's how they make that's how they make a larger city, by being able to watch We're Back as a community.
So now Mekane is broken, and he's waiting for his faithful to make him whole once again. That's the Church of the Broken God. So that he may lead them to glory, while Yaldabaoth rages against a weakening cage where her children seep through the cracks. She ends up sending down some like pretty gross flesh monsters and stuff to help out with her cause.
Gross. It's a VCR made of skin.
Ugh. Oh, no.
The DVD player, when you press the like open tray button, a little tongue comes out.
Hey, yeah,
like,
it.
Yeah, it's got a DVD on it, like an acid tab. Hey, it's just like stuck to it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, and her faithful prepare for her return so they can return to the Dark Ages. They want to go back in technology times, and Mekane's followers want to go forward.
Bloodletting and leeches were so much easier than all this, like, social media is ruining us, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So that brings us to the second part of the story. That's the god, the mythos, the two gods, where they come from, what we know about them, what we believe in them. And now we have the followers of Mekane and the Sarkix. So the followers of Mekane, I want to make this clear, they're not the modern-day Church of the Fallen God, or the Broken God.
Okay.
The followers of Mekane are like the first followers, and then there's a war, and then they change into what we know today as like the Church.
They're a different sect.
Like, yeah, are they like the Catholics, and the Church of the Broken God is the Protestants? Or?
I don't know enough about religion to confirm nor deny that.
So are the cult of the Broken God, or the Church of the Broken God, and these other guys, do they both exist separately as two different organizations at this point?
No. So the followers of Mekane would be like the first followers, like the first people who came under this religion, and then a war happens, and then the religion kind of evolves into three sects.
Okay.
So like this is the first sect, and like when it splits to three, the first sect of those three kind of is pretty close to these two, but then there's two that kind of hold different beliefs.
Okay.
I guess it's like the division of the Abrahamic religions. I know you might not, but it's like Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are all Abrahamic, and they divide it up into different yeah. pathways, basically.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds right.
And so this one would be this, the one with these followers, these original followers would, I guess, be Judaism, because that's where...
It's the oldest one?
It's the oldest one, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first one that they all, the other two derived from, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Sarkics, I know they're still known as the Sarkics later. I didn't do the follow-up of, like, what are modern-day Sarkics yet. That'll be in the next episode, but...
There are people, they go in front of, like, large crowds of people, and they ask really, like, general but pointed questions. Like, I'm sensing that somebody here knows a John, and then somebody in the audience is obviously like, yeah, I know a John, and then they're like, and you have a very close relationship with him, and it's incredible.
I'm a Sarkic. I have Sarkic ability.
Yeah. I met a Sarkic once, and they correctly guessed my credit card number in 10 guesses when I gave them all but one number. It was unreal.
Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible. And then they handed me a pile of meat.
Right? Oh, God.
Was that the prize?
Yeah.
It's like it's got the little folding table with the cards on it.
Yeah. they said here's a DVD, and it was just a slice of bologna.
Creamy bologna would be a great sandwich.
I feel like we've talked about putting bologna in a... Anyways, someone will tell us. Tell us if we have.
We have seen it in a meme compilation. I've definitely seen that happen.
Yeah. So the story of these two gods caused factions to form amongst people on the earth. There's the followers of Mekane and the Sarkics. The followers of Mekane have two main goals. So it's to find the pieces of their god's body scattered across Earth to rebuild Mekane. This would oppose the Sarkics and also unlock, like, all of Mekane's knowledge. He's, like, a really, really smart guy.
Would reassembling him not require also the disassembly of the cage, though?
Well, that was my thought before, too. But then I was like, well, they are religious people, so...
Okay, yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
this is a story of a multiverse, and there is a version of the story that we're going to talk about more next episode where they fully did revive Mekane, put them all back together, open the cage, bring them back to power, and defeated the Sarkics.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They went.
But there also is another version where the Sarkics win, too, which sucks. But
yeah. They did the thing where you put your hands together and interlace your fingers, and it's here's the church, here's the steeple, open the door, there's our reassembled god.
Yeah, I don't know, man. There's in religion stuff, like, you take a rib and you make a whole woman out of it. Like, yeah. I don't know. There's some room for just symbolism and stuff like that.
Are you saying there's some leaps of logic in the Bible, James?
No, James. You misunderstand. It just means that women are inherently less than men because they're derived from so much less.
Wasn't Adam made of dirt though?
Yeah, probably
or clay or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I love ribs. So.
Fair.
And I love women. We have a shared passion for barbecue and pretty girls.
Yeah. So the Sarkics, on the other hand, they believe in altering their own human form to achieve godhood through self-mutilation, ritual sacrifice, cannibalism, and the spreading of disease.
Okay.
So that's their thing.
Yeah, I mean... A couple of those are red flags when you see them on the Tinder dating profile, but...
Don't even talk to me unless you're 5'10", like cannibalism, self-mutilate, and like spreading disease.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, it's just a picture of like a storm of rags and insects. It's just like, this is the best thing that she had.
Yeah, yeah. Nope. Don't make a mistake. Swipe right.
So the Mekanites want to use technology to enhance their humanity. So they think by replacing their humanity with machine and will allow them to, like, live forever, eventually escape the Earth. Just science is the way to move forward.
You had mentioned this is like has some like 40K shit in it. That's kind of, from what I understand, like the spark notes of the Adeptus Mechanicus, the Martian guys who like upgrade each other, upgrade themselves constantly.
Yeah.
Let me find. So the like third Reddit comment on like the whole story that I found on like a really nice Reddit post that the user deleted their account, so I don't know who it is anymore. But someone said it's like the Necrons versus Tyranids. So
there it is. Okay. There you go.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We have episodes about both those things.
Yeah, we don't really have an episode about the Necron. We have an episode about the Necron Tyr, who become the Necron at the end of the episode.
My mistake.
Tomato potato.
So yeah, the Sarkics want to embrace their humanity in its most animal form. They give up on morality as we know it, like don't kill your neighbor and stuff.
Oh man, no masks there. Not a one. Not a one in sight.
where the Mechane moms might be posting live, laugh, love on their Facebook page, the Sarkics would have fuck, kill, infect, drawn in blood on a rock.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm starting to understand why you said that you leaned more towards Mechane, James.
Because you're
a square. You're a big old nerd. And we've always said it on the show. You don't know how to party at all. Okay.
The first comment on the Reddit thing was like, I always thought the Church of the Broken God were the bad guys trying to make like, because if I painted it differently, like they want to revive a big robot and become all robot machines to like leave their humanity behind. That also kind of sounds bad, but
Church of the Broken God is like an inherently kind of spooky name for an institution as well, yeah. If you think about it. And like the Sarkic Order is like, oh yeah. Yeah. Like it's named after like a Polish guy or right?
The Malazan Book of the Fallen that both Ethan and I have read, like the main antagonist is a broken god, and his followers aren't the coolest either.
No, not always. Although, I mean, he's got kind of a redemption arc towards the end of the series.
Exactly, yeah. Which there probably is a redemption arc to the Sarkics too that I haven't found yet because I mostly researched the Church of the Broken God, so just... I'm biased on this.
Yeah, I will also go ahead and say that, I mean, these are the followers of the gods, you know? And, like, who knows if what they're... Like, yeah, I spoke to Sarkic. I spoke to Yaldabaoth. She said, I should kill my neighbor and take his lawnmower for myself. meanwhile, Yaldabaoth's like, I'm literally trapped, dude. Don't know who you're talking to. There's no line in to the corpse of the broken god, okay?
Right. When they cut open like a big log sausage of deli meat, does like Yaldabaoth appear like within the meat?
And oh yeah,
they put that up and sell tickets to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're really, it's hard to sell tickets because they don't want to pick up the phone. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
all word of mouth. So the Sarkics want to prepare the Earth for the return of Yaldabaoth. So they plan to do this with the use of SCP-610 is one of their biggest tools. And that's known as the Red Death. I posted a picture of like that weird thing sitting at the table that's like all mutated and everything.
It is a weird thing. It's slightly humanoid pile of meat.
Yeah.
Cooked meat by the looks of it.
Yeah, it goes up to a neck and the neck is just a big kind of skinless tentacle. That goes into a dish for sanitary reasons for some reason.
SCP-610, this is the first time, this is an SCP episode. This is something the Foundation has gotten a hold of by now. It's a rapidly spreading disease. Takes control of whoever it spreads to in terms of like bodily functions and behavior. And it will make them behave in a way that it will spread even more. So they'll go on a bus without a mask and start coughing, even if they don't need to go anywhere.
Okay.
Like the cordyceps fungus in ants, which makes them like, which turns them into zombies, makes them crawl to the top of trees so that the spores can spread further.
Yeah, yeah, just like that.
Cool.
And if it runs out of flesh to consume on a body, it will make the body grow growths of new flesh so it can consume that. So you get these wicked awful meat monsters because they don't really look like humans anymore when they're growing growths and...
No, yeah, so, I wouldn't say this thing looks human. No,
it's humanoid.
Yeah, it's clearly got arms and legs, and that's the
two
only
arms, two legs, fingers and toes are under the table. Who knows?
Yeah.
Also, is that a giant shrimp in the background, like with a with a cane of this picture?
I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, what the fuck?
I ripped it from a YouTube video.
It looks like that shrimp is about to sing "Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal."
Oh my god.
I didn't even
notice that.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it makes like really nasty like meaty monsters. It looks like it has no skin, it's only flesh and gross.
Yeah. Walking around, it probably does sound like you're like grinding up hamburger meat, but just straight onto the floor instead of like somewhere else, right?
There's something so disturbing to me, maybe it's because I'm vegetarian, about just grinding meat onto the floor, like from a tabletop grinder, and it just like plopping onto the floor into a pile is just unsettling.
As a guy whose dietary restrictions are like solely based around allergies, like I'll eat vegan, I'll eat vegetarian, I'll eat carnivore, whatever, I too am repulsed by the idea of grinding meat directly onto the floor, Ethan. I think that's pretty natural.
It's just awful, okay?
I got a dog, it won't be wasted.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
The foundation didn't exist as we know it today all the way back then. This is like before ancient Greece times right now.
Okay.
On our world.
Yeah.
Okay.
So very old.
Yeah. So only the followers of McCann existed to oppose the Sarkics. The foundation would probably be against like the Red Death spreading across the world because it could, I didn't mention it's also not only limited to humans. Anything that is living, the Red Death can attach to. So even plants, animals, anything.
Okay.
Oh, so you can have a big, like, horrible meat forest somewhere.
Yeah.
Meat mushrooms.
Now, would it convert the plant to meat or just, like, corrupted plant material? Like a knot?
That's a good question. There might be a solid answer for it, but I can't say I have it because I didn't... Okay. I didn't look fully into the Sarkics yet, but we can make Lore Boys canon until I discover different. So.
I see. Yeah. I mean, I would, you know, if you slice one of those things off, you can get a nice, like, polished wooden bowl out of a good tree knot.
Yeah. If they actually made a meat forest, they'd probably have to send Cain from the Cain and Abel thing in there to walk through the forest and kill all the life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he could help contain it.
Autumn is horrible in the meat forest, honestly. Just dried salami, just like raking it all up.
Nice. The meat's so cured. I like the changing of the slices, you know?
Yeah, I go to upstate, go to Vermont to see the changing of the slices.
You can go live at some old couple and like sleep at their cottage, and then they like pull the charcuterie board from under the tree in the morning and feed you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be wonderful. The Sarkics, they're getting meatier and meatier, and they're gaining a force way back when. And then also the Mechanes, the followers of Mechane, they have been altering their body with metal however they can, creating whatever type of technology they can way back when.
So they're getting less and less meaty. Really feels like these guys should be able to get along. Like, hey, dude, I got an extra finger. You need one? I'll take an 11th finger, no problem. You kidding?
Yeah, the followers of Mechane have just been burning all their amputated limbs to replace cybernetics. That's the source of the conflict, is all the wasted meat.
Yep. Go ahead.
Meanwhile, the followers of Sarkic are like refuse to use any kind of like modern technology at all. They're using like bone saws to amputate limbs, but it's actually a saw made out of bone.
Ew. or it's just like a jawbone.
Yeah.
Got to use the harder bone to cut the softer bone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is like moving forward in history, and we're moving towards the late Bronze Age. And the story is going to be centered around the regions of Greece.
Okay.
And
never heard of it.
This is going to be the War of the Flesh. Mechane have the city-states of Greece on their side, and the Sarkics are kind of the bad guys, being like meat monsters wanting to take over.
Yeah, I could see why they'd be viewed as the bad guys in this universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Mechanes managed to get like all of the city-states to cooperate somehow?
It's not mentioned. Everything's really blurry because it's so long ago, and not enough philosophers wrote about it, I guess. But
okay. Lord Agamemnon, that meat monster just slept with your wife and took her away.
Oh, they're all about animal instincts, though, so you know she was in... Like, it was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The horse itself, the Sarkic horse, would have to be made completely out of meat and then just like filled with men, right? That's how they let them be on the gates.
They stumble out in the middle of the night out of the belly of this like slit open meat horse and just all start puking right away.
Yeah. It would probably look like a balloon animal made of like braided sausages, right?
Yeah, right.
I picture them falling out the back like Jim Carrey does from Animal Detective.
Yeah, like up to his shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can draw that without getting our Instagram banned, but maybe.
You could draw it for just me, Peter.
Okay, I do commissions.
So before we get into the War of the Flesh, I think this is a really good time to take a little ad break to support the show.
Okay.
Cool, I gotta crawl out of this horse's butt.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There stood the dragon's descendants. Each fought for only their god. Men implanted themselves with the interventions of God, men reborn to be dragons and serpents. The one of the dragon shall cry his tears of mercury, the other shall laugh as the chains rattle. There stood the dragon's proud descendants, regarding one another as pests and cancer. So that's of dragons and serpents. These gods are supposed to be descended from dragons. All of the drawings of them are not really dragon-like.
That was going to be my question. Yeah, the kind of like pull up the clips you provided us already were people.
Yeah, they're supposed to be descendants of dragons, but maybe dragons just means like really powerful beings.
I mean, or they're just aliens.
I mean, we've already established that humans evolved from dirt and a rib, and we don't look like dirt or a rib. Right,
I kind of look like dirt, dude.
Well, no, that's why we have multiple ribs evolved following that. Like, all of life on Earth evolved from one rib, if you check the fossil record.
So you're saying that these god figures should have multiple dragons evolved in their bodies? Fully yeah. Grown dragons inside their chest cavities? Maybe they do. I can't see their chest cavity.
I haven't finished whatever Charles Darwin's audiobook yet, but I'm getting through it. That's what I understand thus far.
The Origin of Species.
Yeah.
I thought this was a John Steinbeck book of dragons and lizards or whatever.
Yeah, or like Dungeons and Dragons, basically. And I get to pet the meat monsters, George.
Oh, God.
He puts them in a cage.
Yeah.
Or it's like George and Lenny are the two gods. Yeah.
So the Starkics, the people who, if you've forgotten through this 30-second ad break, are the people who really love the Red Death. They like meat stuff. They hate technology. So they're using the SCP, the Red Death, to turn themselves into abominable monsters and giant flesh beasts. So they basically let themselves mutate and mutate and mutate until they're just completely unrecognizable from human beings.
Jesus, Lenny, yeah. You've really let yourself go.
Yeah, after he crushes Curly's hand and then absorbs the entirety of his arm.
Yeah, they're also into spreading disease and infection, so they're not. The other side is like people are turning them like themselves into mechanical things as much as they can, right? They're adding metal to their body. One side is meat monsters, and then there's also just the people of Greece who see both of this happening, right?
Must be the greatest monsters of all. The original white man.
Boys, stop oil wrestling. We've got a problem over here. Yeah.
Yeah, the boys that he's yelling at is like a 35-year-old man and a 6-year-old boy. Yeah.
Diogenes walking in with a dissected and then restitched together chicken, saying, "Behold, it's man." Just to dunk on Plato.
So, yeah, the Mechanites fought back against the Sarkic strategy of turning into abominable monsters. They added metal to their bodies, technology to their bodies, and they crafted weapons of what was quoted as widespread destruction. So I guess they haven't reached mass destruction yet.
They're just widespread.
Yeah. Yeah. Leaded gasoline.
Oh, so this is the WWD, Weapons of Widespread Destruction, which will eventually become the WWE, right? Which then eventually becomes the WWF, I think. Or yeah. The order of some of those is wrong. But so this is actually wrestling lore, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Because we are in Greece, right? We are in ancient Greece, so...
Yeah. And my next sentence might take this from wrestling more into the Power Rangers side of things, but they had titans that could be piloted by 6 people with weapons that could launch fire or warp reality nearby, so they would have to all come together and turn into this giant mech monster, I guess.
Oh, so they have Zords, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes. One of the titans I posted a picture of. It's massive, like its head goes up into the sky. SCP I believe it's 2406 is one of the recovered titans. It might have fallen into the sea or something like that, but SCP Foundation has this in their custody right now.
Oh, cool.
The machine,
that whole big old machine.
Or the Megazord, rather.
The picture of it, it's like this kind of long-armed robot with like this big like chest area kind of thing, and its head goes up like above where the seagulls are flying. It's like really big,
where the eagles dare, is what you're saying.
Where the
Jonathan Livingston seagulls dare. It looks like Cherno Alpha from Pacific Rim, if anybody wants to, if anybody needs that immediate reference. That's the Russian one.
So most of the details have been lost from the war since it was so long ago. But you can imagine the clash of fleshy monsters and mechanical titans taking place in ancient Greece.
Greeks, notorious for their lack of writing, somehow didn't document this war between robots and flesh monsters.
Ah, yes. I'll put all of my writings right here in the Library of Alexandria.
Yeah. Surely the safest place to store it.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a light?
Yes, sleepy guardsmen, would you like a cigarette? Why, yes, I find them very relaxing.
But, like, there has been artifacts found. Like I said, they found SCP-2406, that big old titan. There's something else that they get from the Sarkic side, too, that I'll mention soon. But the war lasted a long time, so long that both sides were nearly defeated through attrition. Finally, the Mechanites managed to storm the final Sarkic stronghold in the Aegean Sea, I believe. It was just outside the Aegean Sea.
Okay.
And the stronghold I posted a picture of, it doesn't look like it, but it's actually a massive living flesh beast that was used as a temple.
Yeah, because you posted a picture and it says SCP-2095. And I was like, I don't see the SCP, but I know SCPs can be weird. I kind of see one like outcropping of rock, which kind of looks like a ribcage, maybe, if you squint.
Yeah.
But
I think that was actually discovered like many years later by the SCP Foundation. It would have been worn down a lot, but not worn down completely, because a Sarkic priest, in a desperate final ritual, summoned the Red Death and stored it within the giant organism, and also preserved the giant organism so that the Red Death could be resurrected later. That's SCP-2095 for the SCP folks who want to look it up. That's basically, it's like that was their Hail Mary. Like, we're going to lose this war, so let's put it all in here. It's stored, and now we can die. And maybe...
They're Fort Knox. There's all the gold in one place, sort of thing.
Yeah. And as the Foundation actually gets this and contains it later, because they don't want the Red Death to get out. And that's probably how they're able to experiment with the Red Death.
All right.
So, like I said, the Mechanites were allied with the Greek city-states, and they fought back against the remaining Sarkics until both sides pretty much petered out. There was the Mechans and the Sarkics that had so few members that they left town to lick their wounds and faded from public view and pretty much from history for a very, very long time.
The beautiful thing about being a Sarkic is that you have so many tongues with which to lick your wounds, right?
It's one tongue licking another tongue.
What are you doing? I got a cut on my tongue.
I bit my tongue at lunch.
And I guess for the final quarter of the podcast, I'll clean up what the Church of the Broken God is and how the Mechanites split off into three different sects.
Cool. Yeah. It was Henry yep. VIII wanted to get divorced, right?
That's right.
So yeah. And then the other ones were like, sick of the indulgences.
Yeah, exactly. And one was like, we shouldn't, you know, force babies into this. We should let them choose when they're adults, whether or not we sew a tongue onto their forearm.
I was baptized, okay. My robotic arm that I got when I was 8 months old is perfectly fine.
Yeah. So the Church of the Broken God, their membership is about 300,000 worldwide in present day. There's three known factions, which I'll get into. There's the Church, there's the Broken Church, there is the Cogwork Orthodox Church.
Cogwarts?
Cogwork, yeah.
Cogwork School of Witchcraft and
Mechanical Augmentation.
And the Church of Maxwellism. I put a picture of each of their logos into the chat, but it's not that important. It's just something I found interesting.
Yeah, there's some good design on them, though. I think that if they're going to be separate sects, that they should, you know, differentiate themselves a bit more, not be like the same black with inside a circle. But who am I, huh? Who am I to tell them how to run their church?
That's so lowercase t, guys. Come on. It's not working for you. You got to upgrade. Come on.
So they are a church, but I guess they're also a business in some way, because they're making between $1 and $5 US billion dollars.
Czech's definition of church, also see business. Like, that tracks.
See business, not taxed. Like,
taxes not found. Like, oh, that's odd.
So in the SCP universe, like today in 2021, this is where we're at with the Broken Church. And like what we'll talk about next time we do this episode is kind of approaching the second huge war and what that would mean for our world. But for now, this is where we're at. And I'll just give you like what each of these church, these branches believe in.
Which one should I follow if I think that there's going to be a second coming of Yaldabaoth?
Yes.
Can I give you a list of my problems and all of my money, and then you can just tell me what to think, Jamie?
You said Yaldabaoth was like a Kid Rock thing earlier, but now I was thinking Yes for Roundabout.
Yeah, I was just about to break into that.
Fucking baseline is so good. Yeah.
Hey, shout out.
Bro, away from us.
Yeah, shout out to the JoJo fans.
So yeah, the Church of the Broken God is an anomalous religious organization which worships mechanization and believes flesh to be inherently evil or broken. So that's kind of where they're more bad, is that they don't only think like machines make us better, but our flesh is actually broken. Like we're not like
original sin is their version of it, right?
Yeah. So although the origins are unknown, there's Broken God related artifacts that have been recovered from archaeological digs dating back to the Greek classical period. We kind of talked about how they were already around in that time. Central to their theology is that the deity has been scattered or dispersed, otherwise rendered inert. We talked about this. The body pieces are everywhere. But through the use of technology, there's anomalies with the technology. The church followers seek to bring together the components of the body of their god in order to bring humans to the next level of life.
So. With the parts and the kind of anomalous things, are the like shards of the broken god considered SCPs themselves?
Yes, they are. Oh, yeah. We're really close to it, and I have a list of the ones that we figured out.
Okay.
Yeah. SCP-22, the mechanical god's dick, which fell off.
It's 8 feet tall, and hugging it gives you an orgasm.
I just pictured
it vibrates constantly.
I pictured it at the bottom of a valley, it being like a piston that's just kind of bouncing itself off the rocks back and forth.
Well, that's how the Grand Canyon was carved, right? It was frozen.
Well, that's where you found it.
It just like, fucked its way through the sandstone.
Right. Yeah. The first sect is the Broken Church. So this sect is led by His Holiness Robert Bumera. And I posted a picture of him there. He somehow came in contact with the blood of the Broken God, which is one of the SCPs that has fallen to the earth, and he consumed some of it. And this transformed him into a mechanical being in the image of his god.
Okay.
This is the most like pure, I would say like it's closer to the Mechanites than anything else, this sect of the church.
Like a modern day human Mechanite, essentially?
Yeah, because their whole goal is, let's collect all the pieces of the Broken God, put it back together again, kick the Sarkic's ass for good, and we'll get our God's infinite knowledge.
Cool, yeah. They're right. The Church of the Jigsaw Puzzle.
Yeah. a few of the pieces I didn't go into in depth, but we know his broken heart is SCP-882.
Aww.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Ethan and I are such romantics.
His broken gift, which is SCP-271, which I'll say is his dick.
Is his dick, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. His broken eyes, SCP-813. His broken tongue, SCP-1139.
That could be a gift, too, in the right hands.
Yeah, not Batman's. Not Batman's. That's what we know.
His broken mind, SCP-635. His broken blood, SCP-217. So I could have gone through all of these, but honestly, it could have been an episode on its own. So I'll just list them out. If you guys are really interested in them, you can check them out. Maybe we'll circle back to them later. But
here and here rests the Broken God's broken toenail clippings.
Ew.
Regard them in their horrible broken state.
So yeah, that's the Broken Church, and they're into finding all these pieces and putting it back together again. And in one of the multiverses, this whole group of Mechanites, modern day Mechanites, do succeed. And we'll talk about more of that the next time. And it's a really cool story. But
cool.
For now, we're on to the Cogwork Orthodox Church. And this is the second sect. And they believe that Mechane is found through mass production and industry.
Oh, okay. The capitalists.
Yeah.
So they take on technology and appearances similar to those founded during the Industrial Revolution.
They look like... Their logo, yeah. Just real quick, is basically like an oil rig in like...
Yeah, it's an oil derrick.
Not a rig, but a pump like Darkseid works on.
It looks almost like it could be a Christian cross, but it has like a gear in the center and like the oil rigs on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Jesus was into some real drilling, just his arms going side to side with this.
Yeah. The Romans were into multitasking is all, okay? They crucified him on an oil derrick, as Peter calls it.
Yep.
I think it's called an oil derrick. I don't know.
Could be. We have, like I just mentioned, a listener who works in the fields, so I'm sure they can correct us.
Crunch at us, like we used
crunch,
to say.
Crunch at us.
That's retro.
So these followers, you'd be able to pick them out from a crowd because they look like steampunk type of religious worshippers.
Ew.
Okay. Yeah.
But for the capitalist ones, they're like the steampunk televangelists, right?
So each member is encouraged to undergo changes to recreate themselves in God's image, which usually means replacing parts of their bodies with brass gears and clockwork. And the other two sects make fun of them and call them tickers because they usually have like ticking noises.
Oh,
yeah, don't listen to the tickers. They're just trying to make a buck, you know.
Trust me. If the Broken God wanted him to have a private plane, the Broken God would provide it. Okay, I don't need to give him my hard-earned money so he can go buy himself a private plane.
To get him from Tampa to Orlando.
Yeah.
And then finally, there's the Church of Maxwellism. This is the final and most modern split of the religion.
Batteries?
No. This church is... they call Mekane by a different name. They call him Wan, W-A-N.
Okay.
Not sure why, but they do.
Wet ass Nessie.
I can't even make fun of Ben Shapiro in that, because wet ass N-word is a fucked up thing to say.
Fair.
Yikes, yeah. So they seek the diffusion of information and knowledge instead of the standardization and construction. Like, the last one, Kogrik Orthodox Church, they're really into, like, standardization. Everyone should be kind of, like, the same, and they should be a part of industry and stuff like that.
Everyone, it's okay to be unique. Everyone gets a dick to match the broken gods.
They make, you know what, and all of the industries are just selling pants because they keep ripping out the front of them.
Yeah.
Like nothing but textile factories. As far as I can see.
So Maxwellists convert new members through internet chat rooms and websites.
Oh no, they're okay. The perverts. What kind of guy asks a girl to come over and worship the broken god?
Oh, yeah. ASLR, age, sex, language, religion.
So they're not organized into builders or patriarchs like the other two sects, but they're instead a vast network of constant communication through the internet that most members are connected to via microchips installed into their brains. Or cell phones.
They've like transcended 4chan sort of thing is what I'm understanding. It's that but a spirituality.
Yeah, I guess their own expression of it, like broken church is put our god back together again. That makes sense. Kogrik is the way we worship our god is by creating things through technology like our god would have done, and Church of Maxwellism is we share like as much information as we can across as many people as we can.
Okay.
Because that's what our god would have done. And they all kind of play a part into it. Although the first one is the only thing that's going to bring their god back. So I'm with the first guys.
The third guys are just Wikipedia, basically.
Yeah.
They just like once a year ask for a $5 donation when you're trying to figure out some trivia that you would like dreamt about. Is that their doctrine?
No. I'm telling you, ducks don't have hearts. I know this is true. Wikipedia doesn't say it, but I'm telling you, okay? I don't remember where I saw it, okay? Jesus.
So that's all about we have. That's about all we have time for today. But next time I'm going to explore more about the Sarkics, like I mentioned, and lead us into what's called A Tale of Six Worlds. So the SCP world is our universe is a multiverse. And the second War of the Flesh has already happened in five other worlds. And we'll see what happened on those five other worlds. They all have different outcomes. And only one world's fate has not yet been decided. And that's our Earth.
How can I help?
Go to the top of your Wikipedia page and donate $5.
I donated $25 to Wikipedia once, and I said, you know what? That's enough. I'm like done for life now. I never have to worry about it again.
You actually did it?
Yeah.
Did you pay for WinRAR as well?
No, I have not paid for WinRAR yet.
Yeah, I really enjoyed looking up this first half. Let me know if you want to hear the second half. I think it gets even better. Like, this has all been set up for what the grand finale would be. So let us know in the Discord. You can get in there on loreboys.com/about. And yeah. That's it.
Also a link in this description. And do get in touch with us if you want to. You can do so at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com or contact@loreboys.com. You can go to loreboys.com/about, like both my co-hosts have said so far. All our contact info is there, and there also should be a couple handy-dandy links in the description of this episode. If you guys want to help the show, like I want to help in the War of the Flesh, you guys should leave us a review on whatever podcast app you're listening. Give us the 5 stars. Add a little sentence or two. It's probably the best way to improve our search results. Beyond that, honestly, just telling people about the show, people that you know, people that you think might like to hear us talk about things like SCPs and what they do, and let them know. Let them know about the show and let them decide for themselves if they're down with it. If they're down with the Yaldabaoth bomb to bomb diggy diggy.
Yeah. Kid Rock and Disturbed.
Again, we're all with the timely and topical references on this show, okay? Yeah. Jamie, do you have anything else you want to plug before we go?
I have a blog where I post Rage comics. So okay, they're pretty new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're pretty fresh. You should check them out. You can see people get mad. Troll faces.
It
makes me LOL out loud. And,
oh, yeah. Raw XD.
Yeah.
Peter, anything you wanna plug?
Just a fucking Instagram. It's at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram. You can find it. You can message me.
Yeah.
I will do my best to convert you to Discord because it's easier to use, I guess. Yeah. That's it. Keep an eye out for some of my other projects, hither and thither. That's about it.
Hither, thither, and slither, like one of you'll the Star Kicks.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to support the show, big shout out to all our patrons, all the people who've joined in the over the past 2 years that we've had Patreon up, and four years that we've been doing this gosh dang show. Shout out to you guys. You make it all possible. You make it all worthwhile.
Shout out specifically this time, at least, to Fitty, who recently upgraded his membership. Got a big old sloppy kiss on the cheek from me.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's the $15 tier, which if you want, you can request scripts and behind the scenes content like that shit.
Fitty's good people. I think Fitty already knew that they were our favorite, you know, the youngest child, if you will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not to pit you people against each other in the
We also have a community gaming channel, and SCP Bison, the good SCP, he's been doing his hardest work out there trying to get us together. Me and Pete actually hung out for a few hours this week with some of the community, and you can
great.
Be a part of that.
Yeah, big shout out to Bison for doing that, getting the community working together for once. I'm doing my best to drive everyone apart and pit them against each other, and Bison just keeps bringing them all back together. He's so wholesome.
He happens to be a patron, but community gaming is not a Patreon-only thing. If you just want to be in the Discord and chill at some point, follow that channel and just kind of figure out when things are happening. That's the best way to do it. That's for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to you while I play World of Warcraft.
Exactly. I just refreshed the Minecraft server today, so it should be on 1.17 now, which is the Caves update. For anybody who's into Minecraft, we also have one of those. It's not the most the busiest or most lively server in the world, but it is there for anybody who wants to use it.
We have that people farm that Terry made.
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple of farming automated farming devices there for sure.
Brilliant.
Big shout out to all our patrons. If you want to be a patron and support, you can go to patreon.com/theloreboys, all one word, and we'd appreciate it. And we'd probably say thank you, and Peter could give you a kiss on the cheek if you said that you wanted that. Of course, we also have Lore Boys Prime, which is something we've had for much longer, where we accept donations from you guys in various forms. I guess it's for the people who are so off the grid they don't believe in money. This week I am collecting ducks, so I need you guys to send ducks. I'm trying to win an argument, basically. The ducks will be returned to you unharmed. I don't promise, but I'll tell that to you now so you believe it at the very least. In return, of course, I happen to be selling some duck fillets, and you know, I'd be happy to send back some tasty, tasty meat for you to stitch into your own duck. It's like a Build-A-Bear workshop, but with duck meat over here.
I've been giving my ducks all those piston dicks I found around.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that works.
Well, the corkscrew comes naturally to them, right?
It's just to open my wine bottle.
Yeah,
I can't wait to have like a mallard fuck the cork out of my champagne at my wedding.
Just at the duck pond, like there's a guy throwing bread to the ducks. There's another guy throwing grapes because he's been to the Wikipedia page. And then there's just a third guy just throwing like vibrators into the water. Like, no, you don't understand. The lore boys told me this works. I think that constitutes. Hey, lore boys.
Lore boys.
Lore boys.
Ow. Ow.
My name's name's Ethan. I like my sound checks like I like my Peters, which is how I like my eggs, and that is overdone.
Dude, I'm James, and I feel like a woman.
Nailed
it up.
Nailed it.
My name is Peter. If my yolk breaks while I'm frying it, the smell makes me sick, and I will throw away the entire egg.
Is that a true thing about you?
Whoa.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Bought that sounded sold. Just specific enough.
Yeah, yeah.
The smell is gross, but I'm not going to, like, throw away the entire fucking egg. Like, you just break off the burnt bit if you have to.
That's also insane to me. My name's Ethan. If I had to pick a fantasy, it would be working my dream job of being an insurance actuary full time.
Nice. If I had a dream job, it would be Twitch staff. So I can make sure that those credit cards go through on the fart donation.
Oh, you'd be the guy reviewing the Amaranth clips to see if they were or were not appropriate.
Exactly. And offering bands and stuff like that. Yeah. And
my name is Peter. I think I already have my dream job as the night watchman for a cranberry silo.
Dude, I love cranberries.
I love cranberries. I love them in their natural environment of a bog. No need to put them in a silo, if you ask me.
Dude, last night, you just get them out with the pool skimmer, as like God intended.
I made $20,000 on cranberries last night in Stardew while I was drinking cranberry vodka.
Wow.
It was all very good.
Damn, dude.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.